The morning's almost over, but not before a second cup of the morning blend. Here's David and Brenda.
So, David, you had said something in the earlier broadcast about how good coffee is for you.
Yes.
It tastes very good for me this morning for sure, too.
Yes, so, on a Monday,
on
no
a
doubt.
Monday, it is definitely a perfect day for a second cup, or if you were in Sweden, a fitka.
Yeah.
And that's a time in the afternoon to eat cake and drink coffee. Boy, that is all about what I'd like to do.
That sounds good right now.
So anyways, but I thought we'd spend today's second cup. So looking back, it was the two-year anniversary yesterday, March 27th, 2020, Pope Francis prayed that special blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now there's a new video being released about it, and there's been books. In fact, just not long after that blessing happened, there was also a book about it, and now some more information. And looking back now, David, we are about, well, really 2 years since those initial lockdowns. Do you remember it was somewhere around the second week of March that Mater Dei Radio, we went to a satellite broadcasting through EWTN and Relevant Radio because we, along with everybody else, went into that lockdown.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing to think about that. It's kind of hard to remember. I mean, a lot of time has transpired since then, 2 years. But yeah, I certainly do. And then ultimately, we kind of pivoted and started broadcasting from home then, which
That's right.
we were doing some recorded broadcasts, some interviews, and we kind of transitioned into that stage of at least for the morning blend. And it was fine. It worked well. But eventually, we got back into the studios. But it was a change. That is for sure.
That was a change. And then here's the key, though. And we do seem to be sometimes as humans a little hard-headed to remember the point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 2 years of everything that we have gone through, has it united us in stronger ways as a church, as a country, as a community? Or have we begun to draw apart again?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, in some ways, we're still feeling like we're close together within the church. We come together to pray. Many other ways, not so much. So I found an article that talked about some of the valuable lessons that we were learning as we moved through the pandemic. Now, school was very hard for so many children. They had to go to remote learning. Parents lost their employment and they were staying home. But we remember looking back, having that time with our children.
Mm-hmm.
I especially appreciate it because I had children who my daughter was getting married, and we just really had some very close time to be together as a family to just celebrate who we were, not try to lose that as we kind of emerge out of it and go, you know, on with our own lives.
So, yeah, speaking of the schools, you know, and how you make something good out of something that's potentially not so good, and that was, and we've talked to the schools about this over the course of time, by having to go through that process, they have all become more technically savvy, if you will, in being able to do things online. And so we joke somewhat about now there's no more snow days.
We
can do it online. If you're not here, we know how to do it online. So that's something good that came out of that, if you will, is that schools were able to adapt and really increase their knowledge of online learning.
Another thing that I remember too so well and where we really came together strongly was we had to start wearing masks, and that was so unusual for us. We didn't know how they were supposed to work. We didn't even know where to find them because even hospitals were running short because they were using up so many resources to help the sick. We started making them.
You did.
I made a whole bunch for the station here. I got my sewing machine out, started cutting things up. But we looked after each other's well-being when the resources weren't available. We also turned on each other a little bit as we were seeing videos, remember, of shoppers fighting over toilet paper.
Yeah, it's true.
Who knew?
Yeah.
One of my Facebook memories just popped up when we were in Costco getting some essentials, and an entire aisle stocked with toilet paper again. It was very strange, the things that we kind of abandoned to.
And cleaning products. Remember how they flew off the store shelves?
Oh, yeah. We couldn't find, remember, sanitizing wipes or how distilleries started making sanitizer because we couldn't get hand sanitizers.
That's
true. Of course, everybody walked around smelling like vodka, but nonetheless, our hands were definitely clean. So there was also differences in transportation, right? No cars on the road.
Yeah.
We talked about in how Venice, the canals had cleared. And you could see the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Fish in the canals.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
In Venice, swimming up the canals because there were no boats turning everything up. Even over large areas of the world, satellite imagery showed the smog clearing.
Yeah. Just shows you what could be if we wanted to, you know, make those efforts.
Oh, absolutely. And then also, we recognized and really came together in defense of life. We realized, I think maybe fairly quickly, who coronavirus was taking in that very initial wave. And we realized our elderly were so vulnerable to this. I remember reaching out to my mom and dad, making sure they were safe, and then reaching out and helping, you know, those around you, if you could, checking in on each other. I can remember our daughter had a birthday in April, and we were locked down. School was closed down. Mm-hmm. It was kind of weird. Our friends drove by the house, brought balloons, waved at her.
That. Yeah.
It was really sweet. And then, of course, graduations happened. And the way that teachers would come to celebrate their students from a distance, we really learned how to come together. What seems to have happened, though, is have we forgotten those valuable lessons?
Right.
Have we decided to, like, well, we're through it, back to looking after, well, number one, ourselves? And I hope that's not the case. And if the consecration that we just went through on Friday is any indication, as a church, yeah, we have found a sense of unity.
Well, and I think, too, people live through that, and you tend to forget as time goes on. But because this was such a lengthy, and it's not over yet.
Nope.
I mean, technically, yeah. I mean, you're still seeing these things. But I think as human beings, we learn to adapt. And that is the one thing that you can learn of this. And you can adapt, become better, you know, and hopefully become, what's the word I'm looking for? More compassionate for people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure, we want to be able to remember that, but we want to be able to continue, even though we are emerging from the pandemic, those lessons that we've learned are valuable lessons, and we should allow them to shape us and really help us become better people into the future. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.